Okay, let's do one on Mr. Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, first name Hamilton, 101039. This is an 85-year-old gentleman, used to be a truck driver, single, no children, lives in Houston by himself, has a history of congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, recently required a defibrillator pacemaker in February of this year, period. In the paragraph, he has issues with shortness of breath, activity, any kind of activity level makes him short of breath. Also has a history of hyperlipidemia, BPH, bladder spasm, hypertension, glaucoma, and status post corneal transplant, period. Review of system, he's a bit confused, but he's able to tell me who he is, what year it is, and where he lives. He's short of breath with activity. He's OSAT stable at this time at 100%. He's had weight loss. He has pedal edema. He has no symptoms of stroke, TIA, lateralizing symptom. He has lost weight. He's weak. He has debilitation. And he's able to move all four extremities without any issues. Family history, dad died of throat cancer. Mom died of CHF. Myocardial infarction, surgery, gallbladder surgery, herniated disc surgery, hernia operation and eye surgery, allergy none, medication prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, 2 milligram once a day, Mebertic, M-Y-B-E-T-R-I-Q, 50 milligram a day, Proscar, 5 milligram a day, Lipitor, 20 milligram a day. Eye drops, prednisone eye drops, Coric 3.25 twice a day, Norvasc 5 milligram a day. Medical problems, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, BPH, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, echocardiogram results are pending. On exam, we find Mr. Branch to be a thin, black, 85-year-old black gentleman who appears weak. Patient blood pressure is 120 over 74, pulse 88, respiration is 18, on two side 98%. On room air, heart positive, small positive, still irregular, consistent with atrial fib. Lungs, wrong kind, round, abdomen soft, neck shows positive JBD, skin shows no rash, aura mucosa with amnesia, neurological non-focal. Assessment, 85-year-old black gentleman with atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, low EF, at a high risk of sudden death, status post defibrillator placement by Dr. Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A. Records are pending regarding his actual EF. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, bladder spasm. Number 4, BPH. Number 5, tremendous weight loss, at least 20 pounds in the past month, with debility, weakness, a cardiac cachexia, and active congestive heart failure evident with JVD and swelling in the lower extremity. Next number is weight loss. Next number is status post defibrillator placement. Next number is last hospitalization was in February regarding the defibrillator placement. Next number. Under social, also put down he's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. And also put down COVID immunization, flu shot, pneumonia shots are all up to date. Okay, that's it for him. Thank you.